This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones today. I'm sure we'll be hearing from Alex. And I gotta tell ya, with all the news developing today, it was tough for me to decide what to lead the broadcast with. Is it the medical tyranny news? Is it the open border news? Is it the potential geopolitical struggle that could lead to world war news happening in Venezuela? Happening in Iran? Is it all the violence happening to Trump supporters right now? So much to get to. Is it the Russian collusion delusion narrative falling flat today with the Barr hearing being a total dud? I mean, a total dud, folks. Pathetic. The Democrats up there bringing fake news, and Barr is literally tired of it. He's up there yawning, drinking water, rolling his eyes. These people are a joke. But instead, I decided to go with what's happening right now with Ilhan Omar. And you've had a thwarted terror attack in Maryland that's getting almost no news coverage. But I want to play this clip of Ilhan Omar because we've reached an interesting point, or we're just beginning to get there. And I've seen this coming for a while. But I think we're about to reach ahead with this, especially with the rhetoric of Omar right now. But listen to what Ilhan Omar said in a speech to CARE just this week.
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Now, I want to play that short clip one more time because I want you to hear what she's saying here and really think about what she didn't say. So listen to again. I'm not sure if she's actually speaking at a CARE event, but she's speaking at an Islamic event. This is Ilhan Omar. Listen to what she says. Listen closely to what she says about 9/11. Play it again.
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
So according to Ilhan Omar, on 9/11, some people did something. Now, to the average American, you'd just say, well, wait a second. Here's a Muslim woman, proud Muslim woman, wears the hijab, says some people did something. They don't understand the layers of complexities to what she didn't say. Now, what she's saying to her audience, because they understand it, is Jews did 9/11. That's what she's saying to her audience, a bunch of Muslims that hate the Jews. But the American hears that and says, well, wait a second, what didn't she say? Some people did something? So it wasn't radical Islamic terrorists? It wasn't radical Islamic terrorists that flew airplanes into the Twin Towers? It wasn't radical Islam responsible for that terror attack? Ah. Now, look. I don't want this culture war of Islam versus Jews in the West. I don't want it. I'm not interested in it. Say what you want about Jews and Zionists. The average American and the average Jew are compatible, and the Jewish culture and everything has assimilated in the West. Islam is not assimilating, folks. And now you had a mass potential terror attack in Maryland thwarted, where a young man wanted to drive a truck and kill a bunch of people for Islam. More on the other side.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed. I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
What a time to be alive. What an opportunity. From the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas, on this Tuesday, April 9th, 2019, the InfoWars.com Alex Jones Show, brought to you by you at InfoWarsStore.com. Now go ahead and give me a quick dot cam of the desk here, because I've got stacks and stacks and stacks of news to get to. And it's all important, and I'm going to need to stay focused for the next 4 hours I'll be on air here. And we're going to get to all this news. Hopefully we'll have time to take your phone calls. Dan Lyman may be joining us. He's got breaking news out of Europe. But here's the deal. I need to get focused. I've already done one broadcast today, trolling the Democrats here in Austin, Avocado Day. We'll air some of that later on, but I'm going to have to be focused, and I'm going to need energy for the next 4 hours. So I'm going to go ahead and hit my Turbo Force right now at 11:07 a.m. So I'll be energized and ready to go. I'm going to go ahead and hit the Turbo Force right now, and I got to give credit to one of our great reporters, Will Johnson, for turning me on to Turbo Force with hot water, drinking it like tea. I got to give him credit. I was just drinking it like you would an energy shot, basically. And I was just pouring the Turbo Force packet into about 8 ounces of water and then just downing it. But I got to say, drinking it warm and sipping on it like tea, that's the kind of the way to go, I think, during the live show. Instead of just getting that immediate jolt and rush, kind of having it sustain and last. So it's Turbo Force. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And anybody who's tried it knows that the energy is real and that you get that burst from Turbo Force. In fact, should we do what we did yesterday? Can you get that dot cam shot again? Because here's what happens when I stir my Turbo Force like this on air. It's really satisfying. It's oddly satisfying. And then it helps me, like, find my chi. There's just something about it. Yes. Find your chi. Find the energy. With Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm getting ready for a long 4-hour broadcast, and I need my energy. I'm sipping Turbo Force mixed with hot water, and I find my chi as I host the Alex Jones Show. It's magic. It's Turbo Force from InfoWarsStore.com. All right. So, now that I've got that taken care of, you can get your Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. Experience the rush of energy for yourself. Now, this is really complex because my goal is to put it widely, change the world, but to put it specifically is to awaken people and to just open one mind, open one mind's eye, open one third eye, awaken one individual at a time. So when that is the goal, when that is the mission, there's different tactics and things that you do to accomplish that. And so, for example, going out today as a Bernie supporter to the Democrat offices so they could kick me out and throw me under the bus just to prove how the Democrats hate Bernie and he's about to get thrown under the bus by the Democrats again, how Democrats don't care about their voters. That's just one example. We'll air that later. But what's happening right now with Ilhan Omar is another example, because I don't like Ilhan Omar. She's a snake. And I don't think she has good intentions for the West and for America. And yes, I'm not Islamophobic. I'm not worried about radical Islam because of 9/11. No, I'm worried about radical Islam because of everything that's happened since 9/11. I'm worried about Muslims that want to come to the West after seeing the Middle East destroyed for the last 20 years and do a little destruction of their own, like an individual in Maryland. Islamic terrorists behind planned Maryland truck attack wanted to kill as many non-Muslims as possible. The story's at InfoWars.com. You're not hearing too much about that, Islamic jihadist, are you? But here's the twist. I don't believe the official narrative of 9/11. Not one bit. Osama bin Laden was a boogeyman. Radical Islamic terror was a boogeyman that's now become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So yeah, when you gaslight radical Islam, then it becomes a threat. When you let it in, it becomes a threat. But so then there's Ilhan Omar, who's like both sides of the coin. On one hand, in fact, let's play the clip so that we can have better context here. Listen to what Ilhan Omar said at a Muslim event this week.
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Let me translate what she's actually saying to her crowd. Jews did 9/11, and now Islam or Muslims are losing their civil liberties. That's what she's actually saying. Now, she doesn't say that because she can't say that, but her audience knows what she means. Now, the average American doesn't know what she means. The average American hears that and says, wow, here's a radical Muslim who doesn't believe 9/11 happened, or who doesn't believe the official narrative of 9/11. Well, yeah, we were lied to about 9/11. That's true. It doesn't take much research to learn that the official narrative of 9/11 is a bunch of bullhickey. Oh, the biggest structure fire, the biggest skyscrapers, the only skyscrapers at that time to ever come down from a fire. You had molten lava sitting at the base of the tower for 2 years. That's never happened before or again, but magically, the passports were preserved perfectly on top of the rubble. Oh, yes, because that's how the world works. And that plane crash in Pennsylvania where there wasn't a plane, and that plane crash on the Pentagon where, again, you can't find a plane. So, Ilhan Omar is right to insinuate that we've been lied to about 9/11, absolutely. But now, as an American, I have to realize what's happening on a larger issue. And again, this is what I've seen coming. The clash of civilizations, the clash of cultures between Jews and Muslims is now in the West, ladies and gentlemen. And guess what? You, the average American that has nothing to do with Jews or nothing to do with Muslims, guess what? You're going to get tied up into it because you're going to be walking in Maryland one day and some radical Muslim is going to come up behind you in a truck and run you down. Again, the story's at Infowars.com. A radical Islamic terrorist was planning a truck attack in Maryland to kill as many non-Muslims as possible. Why? Because people like Ilhan Omar are here saying Muslims are losing their civil liberties because 9/11 was a lie. And in a certain aspect, she's right. But as an American, I see what comes on the other side of her approach to this, and I lose my civil liberties because I've already lost my civil liberties. You see, I get groped in an anal probe every time I want to fly now thanks to 9/11. So we all lost our civil liberties on 9/11. Let's all figure out what happened.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
This is a real difficult one, ladies and gentlemen. Because right now, the clash of cultures between Jews and Muslims is hitting the West, hitting America, which is a Christian nation, mind you. And so, now Christian families in this Christian nation are about to have their lives impacted and their lives changed because of the clash of civilizations between Jews and Muslims. That's where this is headed. We've already had you're already having multiple radical Islamic terror attacks. Not just happening in Europe, but in the West. Obviously, it all goes back to 9/11, though. Where we were lied to. We were lied in the war. And what we were told happened was a bill of goods to send us into the Middle East to destabilize, enrich a bunch of people, bring in central banks, bring in regime change, control the new oil pipelines. It's pretty much all on record. It's all a joke. They do movies about it. So, yeah, guess what? Then Obama gets elected, continues to bomb the Middle East for 8 more years, more countries. You don't think those people want to kill the ones they feel are responsible, whether they think it's Jews or whether they think it's Americans? And so we have another radical terror threat. Just in Maryland, Islamic terrorists behind planned Maryland truck attack wanted to kill as many non-Muslims as possible. Now, again, I'm going to play this clip one more time, and then I'm going to bury this issue, and maybe we bring it up later with phone calls. But listen to what Ilhan Omar said, and actually, I think this was actually a couple weeks ago at an Islamic event. Listen to what she says, because this is so key. And we have to face this as Americans now before it gets worse, folks. Here's what Ilhan Omar said about 9/11.
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something.
She means
and
Jews.
And all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
She means Muslims. And they now are bringing that war to the West, to America. So you better wake up, America. We better figure out what the hell happened on 9/11, or that's going to be used to bring the clash of civilizations from the Middle East with Jews and Muslims right here to your backyard. So if that's what you want, keep burying your head in the sand. But now all day long, all we're going to see is people pointing fingers at Ilhan Omar, people saying she's anti-Semitic. How about anti-Americans? Can we do something about all the anti-Americans in our government? I'm sick and damn tired of hearing about anti-Semites. How about anti-Americans? I'm American! And this is just like... But this is what you're going to hear. Back and forth, tit for tat. Jew, Muslim, Jew, Muslim. Ilhan Omar says Stephen Miller is a white nationalist. I think Stephen Miller is a great American. I think what he's doing for this country is great.
Oh, but see, he's Jewish, and so these radical Muslims hate him. They blame the Jews for everything. They blame the Jews for 9/11, which then destabilized the Middle East with American intervention. They blame it all on the Jews. Do you know America has more Jews in it than any other country? Yeah. See what's going on, folks? You better wake up. So Ilhan Omar's right to insinuate that we were lied to about 9/11. We better make sure we're right in our response to what she says. Now, folks, here's the deal. It's because the way we approach and disseminate information is why we get banned and censored on such a mass scale. It's because we talk about inside jobs. It's because we talk about conspiracies. It's because we talk about government cover-ups. Who told you Russian collusion was all fake from the very beginning? Who told you they were going to plan something like the fake Russian collusion narrative the night Trump was elected? InfoWars did. Now, I could go on and sit here and talk about how InfoWars is tomorrow's news today, but if you've been listening long enough, you already know that. But what you might not know is that we are the most censored news organization in the world, definitely in America. And I kind of have to laugh. And it's I don't know what's behind the humor I get from this, but you know, every day you're seeing new conservatives get banned off YouTube, other conservatives get banned off Facebook and this, that, or the other thing, and they make a big fuss about it. And I just kind of sit here and sip on my tea with my pinky raised, like, Oh, you've been banned now, have you? Oh, you've been banned, have you? Well, I guess that's none of my business, is it? Oh, you mean everyone else is getting banned after InfoWars got banned? Wow, who told you that was going to happen? Who warned you about that? What did you do then? Ah, what you did, you sipped your tea and you know what you said? That's none of my business. So you know what I'm doing now? It's none of my business. Now, I'm being a little facetious in that approach, obviously, because it is my business, and it is all of our business that free speech is under attack. But I just, it's just funny to me. It's like people want to make this big, oh my gosh, this YouTuber was censored. Oh my gosh, this YouTuber was censored. Oh my gosh, that person was kicked off Facebook. Like it's some breaking news. And that's what it is. People tend to not care about what's happening until it hits their front door. So, yeah, Alex Jones got censored. Most people didn't care. People don't tweet about InfoWars. People don't post about InfoWars. They're afraid to. Oh, Alex Jones, that guy? Yeah, good. Banned, whatever. Oh, no. Now my favorite person got banned. Oh, no. Now the person I... Oh, no, now I got banned. Oh. Remember what happened to InfoWars? Oh. Oh, that's none of my business. So, you know, it's kind of just, I think, the worldly, the worldly part of me that's just naturally human, just to kind of have a chip on my shoulder. And it's like, man, I got banned from YouTube and Facebook. You guys didn't say boo. InfoWars got totally censored from live streaming on all these platforms. We're getting hit with everything. You guys didn't say boo. So, you know, there's just a part of me that just kind of, like I said, picks up my glass and says, oh, you got censored too now? I guess that's none of my business. But no, I say that facetiously because we do all have to stand together against censorship. But we're able to exist and continue at InfoWars.com because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's the key here. So when you continue to support us, we'll continue to exist at InfoWars.com. And what you've noticed is we give this platform to people that are getting censored. So that's how we beat the censorship, is you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. So we have this broadcast at
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the deep earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. time. And it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. They want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Dan Lyman is going to be joining me at noon. He's got the latest story at InfoWars Europe. How there is a new alliance forming with nationalists. And so he's going to be joining us at noon. And then Alex Jones is going to be coming on with us after that at 12:30. So that's coming up here shortly. In the meantime, let me just bear down and get into some of these stacks of news and kind of finish what I'm talking about with Omar. But, you know, this is, honestly, it's a long time coming, folks, for us to face the music of 9/11 and the lies. And so you'll see the finger pointing at Jews. You'll see the finger pointing at Muslims. You'll see the finger pointing at Bush. You'll see all the finger pointing. It's all happening right now. And I want to be clear. I can't stand Ilhan Omar. When I see her, I see a snake. But if a snake tells you 1 + 1 = 2, you have to give the snake credit. Snake's right. So when Ilhan Omar insinuates we were lied to about 9/11, she's right. Now, when Ilhan Omar wants to bring radical Islam into the West, she's wrong. But that's who she is. So I'm just at a crossroads here, and you know, I apologize that I can't get over this, and I promise I'm going to, but it's just like, again, I can't stand Ilhan Omar. Please do not get me wrong. But I recognize that what she's doing, what the conversation that she's spurring right now, is long overdue. And I'm getting sick of something else too, because all I'm going to hear about now is how poor the Jews are. Oh, the poor Jews. Oh, the anti-Semites. I'm American. Israel's our ally. We have their back. It works fine. Jews assimilate. They get along in America. It's all good. But don't sit here and complain about anti-Semitism all day long when we've got anti-Americans in office. But again, this is all going to come to a head, and Ilhan Omar is spurring it. But all you're going to hear is, oh, who's she blaming? Oh, how could she say it's an inside job? Oh, it was Bush. Oh, it was the Jews. Oh, it was this. Oh, it was that. Well, let's actually maybe find out who it was. But if we're going to be so upset over anti-Semitism in Congress and make that a crime, what about anti-Americanism? You know, I'm getting sick and tired of this because the Democrats are now pushing for reparations for slavery. Do you realize that Americans, most Americans, A, didn't have slaves, B, Americans, white in skin color, died during the Civil War? Should their families pay reparations because they fought to free slaves? It's all ridiculous, and it's all coming to a head at once, along with a series of other issues. The border being wide open. Disease coming across the border. The Russian collusion narrative failing. The censorship. Potential world war breaking out. The president has his hands full, no doubt. He has to shut the border down. We're in a damn national emergency right now. The border needs to be shut down. This is a joke. This is a damn joke. But let me just focus here. And get into the rest of this kind of cultural news here. Try to put the Ilhan Omar radical Islamic terror attack thwarted in Maryland thing behind me. And move on to this from the ACLU. The ACLU. Breaking. We and partners have issued a travel advisory urging immigrants and people of color to use extreme caution when traveling in Florida. That's a real message from the ACLU. The state is on the verge of passing a draconian anti-immigrant bill, which will endanger our communities. Do you realize the level of fake news right here from the ACLU? This is off the charts fake news. Travel advisory for immigrants? What in the hell are you talking? Oh. It says it's warning people of color against traveling in Florida. What the hell does that even mean? Don't go to Florida if you're black. Don't go to Florida if you're Latino. What are you joking? There's parts of Florida that are mostly Latino. There's parts of Florida that they only speak Spanish. The state is on the verge of passing a draconian anti-immigrant bill, which will endanger our communities. And then no link to the bill. No quote from the bill, no text from the bill. They just say bill. What bill? Anti-immigration bill? The ACLU, anyone involved in it needs to be disbarred, and the ACLU needs to be investigated into immediately. To tweet this out and say, immigrants and people of color need extreme caution when traveling in Florida, what are you insinuating? They're going to pass an anti-immigrant bill? No, they're not. I'm sick of the left lying about immigration. Illegal immigration is a thing. Do you realize the level of IQ that we have to go to now to debate these people? I literally have to use this as an argument. Illegal immigration is a thing. Yeah. Yeah, these people are breaking the law. But they don't, they never say illegal immigrant, they say immigration. And so then they conflate the two. And then they point the finger and they say, see, you're anti-immigrant. Well, no, you're the one that conflated illegal immigration with immigration. I'm pro-immigration. Conservatives are pro-immigration. Republicans are pro-immigration. Democrats are anti-immigration. They're anti-immigrant. They're the ones that want non-citizens to skip the line and cheat the system. Even Bernie Sanders gets it. Even Bernie Sanders says, we can't have an open border and a welfare state. Oh my gosh, Bernie Sanders was right. Yeah, Bernie was right. You got to close the border if you're going to have a welfare state. And so I went out, we'll air this later, but I went to the Democrat headquarters for the second straight day in a row, a different one here. There's two in Austin. I could have sworn there were three. I'm having like a Mandela effect here, but I went wearing a Bernie hat because Bernie just said it the other day. We can't have wide open borders and a welfare state. If we have open borders, the welfare state will collapse, so we have to close the borders. And if we're going to have this welfare state, he's right. So I put on my Bernie Sanders hat. I went to the Democrat headquarters as a Bernie supporter, brought them some avocados as a gift. And I said, can we end human trafficking at the border? Can we shut down the border? I was kicked out. So maybe we'll just air that on the other side since I'm teasing it now. But look at this. Morgan Freeman tweets this out. We are witnessing the deliberate reincarnation of Adolf Hitler right before our eyes and Stephen Miller, who will stop at nothing to preserve some BS pure white bloodline. We should be very scared and must stop Trump from empowering this evil and hateful man. He just compared a Jew to Hitler. Morgan, dude, like, you're a great actor. Has Morgan Freeman lost his mind? I feel bad for the guy. I think maybe he's lost his mind in old age, folks. He's now comparing Stephen Miller, a Jew, to Adolf Hitler. You know, it's almost impossible to find sanity in this world anymore because the left is just injecting so much insanity. You have to try to clear the dust before you can even say something that makes sense.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Day heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We're all living in America, America, it's wunderbar. We're all living in America, America, America. We're all living in America, America, it's wunderbar. We're all living in America, America.
Well, busy day today, big news day, big day on the Hill. You've got William Barr testifying, Democrats grilling him, bringing up fake news. He's literally rolling his eyes, laughing at them. I mean, it's a pathetic joke, these Democrats. And, Eric Swalwell's running for president. Did you hear? He's going to nuke us. That's his campaign. Swalwell, nuke him good for president. But no, so Candace Owens is on the Hill testifying. William Barr is on the Hill testifying. But, you know, it's funny. And Candace is doing a great job today. She's trending on Twitter. It's funny. Candace Owens gets invited to testify on the Hill, but they won't invite Alex Jones. Isn't that odd? Candace Owens isn't the one that's being censored across every platform. Candace Owens isn't the one that they have hearings on. Asking if they have the right to free speech. No, that's Alex Jones. Why isn't Alex invited to Congress? Why doesn't Alex get to testify? Well, good for Candace Owens. I'm glad that she's able to get through the system. And so she's on the Hill testifying today. But that's good. for the left to put her on trial like that, a black woman, the ones that they claim to stand for. They claim to be for women. They claim to be for black people. But, oh, Candace Owens likes Trump. We'll destroy her. We'll get her. Bring her on the Hill. She can't. She's a young 29-year-old. She doesn't have a chance against us Democrat congressmen. Oh, no. She's smarter than we thought. I immediately regret this decision. See, but that's why they don't invite Alex Jones. See, they probably assumed that they could walk all over Candace Owens and outsmart her. Maybe they assumed she had, like, a occasional cortex-level IQ. No. But here's the thing, though. It's not even about IQ. Candace Owens, I mean, she's smart, but that's not, she's just real. She just has real ideas. She has real things. And so it doesn't even matter how smart she is. She's just not a fraud. So, of course, she's going to have victory. Oh, I need to correct myself, by the way. I fake news myself last segment. I apologize to Morgan Freeman, the actor, even though I don't agree with his politics. But the tweet was not Morgan Freeman, the actor. It was Morgan Freeman, the leftist activist. So I do apologize to the actor for falsely labeling this tweet as his. It was actually Morgan J. Freeman. Pull this guy's Twitter account up. Who is this guy? Who is this douchebag? Morgan J. Freeman, filmmaker, TV producer, husband, activist, father, fierce opposer of Trump. 11th Street Productions. Fierce opposer of Trump. This guy just compared a Jew to Hitler. Wow, Morgan J. Freeman. In fact, I'd like to invite Morgan on the show right now. Morgan J. Freeman, I would love to have you on the Alex Jones Show to explain to me how Stephen Miller is like Adolf Hitler. I would love to hear you. I would love to hear you try to explain that in so many words. You douchebag. You'll never come on, you coward. You fraud. We are witnessing the deliberate reincarnation of Adolf Hitler right before our eyes in Stephen Miller, who will stop at nothing to preserve some BS pure white bloodline. Since when are Jews white people? Like, when did that even happen? I mean, fine, whatever, I don't care. But it's just like Jews used to not be considered white people, now they're considered white people. So Stephen Miller's now a white nationalist, a white supremacist, trying to preserve the white bloodline. No, you jackleg. He's trying to preserve the border. Wow. Wow. The left knows no bounds to their hatred and bigotry. PETA. Right, now a little humorous antidote for you. PETA tweets us out. Have you ever really thought about it? And of course, the answer would be no, but PETA apparently did. Touch tanks encourage children to touch other people's bodies without their consent. The story is at PETAKids.com. Oh, thank God, PETA. Oh. Have you ever really thought about it? No. No, PETA. We haven't really thought about it. We're not delusional like you. PETA, have you ever really thought about it? Touch tanks encourage children to touch other people's bodies without their consent. No, PETA, you're the sick freaks that thought about it. You know what we think about? Wow, this is a cool mind-expanding experience for a kid to touch a manta ray. Wow, this is a cool mind experience for a kid to pet a living creature, a sea creature. Wow, this is so cool. Look at how much fun the kids are having at the petting zoo, feeding the goats and petting the donkeys and the llamas. Wow, it's so fun. Look at my kids holding that rabbit, petting it. Oh my gosh, what a great time. I'll remember this for the rest of my life. What a great experience it was taking my kids to the petting zoo. That's how the average person thinks. But you know how PETA thinks? Do you have that animal's consent? Did you get that manta ray's consent before you touched it? I just saw your kid petting a goat. Was that sexual in nature? Have you ever thought about that? I was just thinking about it. I'm PETA, and what I think about is sex when your kid is touching an animal, because I'm PETA, see?
Now, have you ever really thought about it? That's rape. Your kid just raped that manta ray. You see, I'm PETA, and this is the kind of stuff I think about. I'm a good leftist activist group. I'm called PETA. Rhymes with pedo. Because I think about kids touching animals, and I consider it rape. Because that's where mine goes. My mind goes here at PETA. Your mind just thinks, wow, the kids are having a good time learning about animals and biology and life. Well, what the hell's wrong with you? Don't you know that's rape? You see, I'm PETA, and I'm going to make sure that all these kids at the petting zoo are going to stop raping manta rays. I mean, what the hell is wrong with these people, man? But that's where the average PETA mind goes. Why am I not surprised? Why am I not surprised? But I guess from now on, you know, Joe Biden, the Joe Biden petting zoo is going to have to be shut down. I know. It's real sad. Yeah, Joe, it's okay. It's okay, Joe, but we have to shut down. We have to shut down the Joe Biden petting zoo. Yeah. I know, Joe. I know. It's tough. But you heard PETA. It's rape. You never thought about that manta ray's consent, did you? What a joke. What a joke. The Joe Biden two-way petting zoo. Oh, God. Yeah, you get a little peanut butter, too. You know what I mean? All right. Okay. Let's pump the brakes on that. All right, moving on. The boy crisis. Statistics tell us that American boys are falling behind in just about every area. Well, this is a pretty obvious one. When they start giving participation awards, you kill that competitive edge that boys tend to have more than girls. Not to say girls don't have it. Trust me, they do. Me and my sister were very competitive growing up. It's just boys tend to be more vicious when it comes to physical competitiveness. And then it's those experiences that build so many other characteristics in boys. But when you eliminate that competitive edge at a young age, which is like initiation process, you know, because, you know, the young kids aren't going to war. They're not training to fight. Most kids, you know, most kids aren't learning how to survive on the streets. Obviously, you do have that in some parts of America. But, you know, so they don't have any of that. So they play sports. And that's a way to kind of, you know, have that initiation of physical activity and competitiveness, competing against others and having the camaraderie and even the tribalism in a certain way. I mean, you're wearing a jersey, you're playing other people from different place or whatever, wearing a different colored jersey. So there are different character building experiences in that. But now boys are falling behind in all areas because there's no point in competing anymore. So yeah, when you're a young kid and in fact, the crazy thing too is now with some of these sporting events, you'll find kids playing harder just like at a rec league or in the streets or something than they will in actual league play, because in league play there's no reward for actually playing hard. You see, everybody wins now. It's a tie, even though you won, you see? So now boys are...
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.